crazy town, butterfly right across the country. Brand new show, Hot Nights with Abby, is on, and we have a special guest.
Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield.
Oh, we have a beautiful, amazing, very special guest. We have Maria Thetil. She is Miss Universe Australia. She's currently on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, which I won last year, Rowan. Did you know that?
Well done. Congratulations. I've heard it, Maria, 700 times.
Today I was like, okay, guys, I won. I didn't want to bring it out. Well, Maria's here. Hello, you gorgeous thing. How are you going?
Hello, you. What a pleasure to be on your radio show. I mean, welcome to my couch.
Oh, my God. By the way, Maria looks really hot as per usual, which is so annoying. She's so hot and smart and iconic. Okay. We love her.
Listen, we're like 3 seconds in and you're flirting with me already. Like, I'm not sure if I can handle it.
Bye. Recording in progress.
Oh my God, I love Maria being out and by. I love this. So this week on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, you came out as bisexual. Here's what happened.
Are we playing that now?
We're playing it now.
Oh, okay. Playing it now. Where is it? I don't even know where it is. Oh,
we've got a bit of clip coming.
Oh, God.
It's coming. It's coming.
God.
Night two.
Like, growing up, I always thought, like, maybe I was a little bit bi-curious. Only ever dated straight people. But, like, growing up, I did have crushes on girls that I went to school with. Mm. Even as I got older, like, I thought I can, like, appreciate an attractive woman. I just felt like it's just easier to just be, like, you know, I date men.
Because it's easier for people to understand you.
It is easier for people to understand me. And then before I came here, I was out at a party and I met a girl and we ended up hooking up.
Oh.
And like, it just felt natural.
I love that. So I think we have a similar experience in our bisexuality. So I kind of, when I quote unquote came out, it was on Clementine Ford's podcast, and I kind of was like, I was saying to you, I've hooked up with women and I've been attracted to them, but you don't really feel like, if you aren't quote unquote like 50-50, if you don't have the experience dating women, you feel like you can't have that title almost. Did you feel that way?
Yes. And it was like, when it came out to David, it wasn't planned. And I'm like, how do I explain this? Because I haven't had the same sexual and emotional relationships with men and women, but it's something that you inherently know in yourself, right? Mm-hmm. But I feel like it's because when you come out as being bi, people want some kind of like a sexual or emotional resume.
Yes, they want evidence.
But have you? Yeah, it's like, but would you sleep with a woman? I'm like, do you want to play by play? Like, do you want to know what went down? Because,
babe, I recently uploaded a photo with some of my friends who happen to be queer, with Denny and Kath and everyone, and someone commented saying, riding on the coattails of queerness. And I was like, well, I am bi, but also they're just my friends. Like, it wasn't like a queer-only outing. And they commented and they were like, well, how many women have you slept with? And it's like, I could tell you. Do you want me to DM you every time I have a thought or every time what's the criteria?
What do you need? What are the prerequisites? And it's like, I just feel like if you were a straight woman who had never had a sexual experience, never had a relationship, but you're like, I'm hetero, no one's going to be like, but where's the evidence? Do you know what I mean? So it's like, let's flip that script.
Yeah, exactly. Cool. Well, it's about attraction. It isn't about actual tangible experiences. It's about how you feel around, you know, I'm assuming all genders. Would you say you're pan or bi or are we? Because I struggle with this as well, the actual labeling.
Well, I think I've yet to have any kind of experiences with anyone who's transgender or non-binary. So for now, I think it's always been men or women. So that's what I'm comfortable identifying as for the purpose of community or people understanding you. But again, even then, labels, I feel like I can't wait to get to a place where we don't have to label things. You know
Absolutely.
What I mean? And people don't have to come out and be like, here this is.
Yeah, absolutely. And your brother is part of the LGBT community, isn't he, as well? He's beautiful.
Yeah. So you've been he was the one that I talked about it first with, and I asked him, I'm like, how do I do this? How do I deal with this? He's like, I'm waiting for you at the closet that I came out of for you to come out of it. I'm like, I love him.
Oh,
we
my
love
God.
Him.
Oh, he looks so, he's so gorgeous on Instagram. I love seeing posts of you two together. One more question I would have about this was, you're 28, I'm 26, and I kind of only in the past year have year and a half have really come to terms with not just being heterosexual. How are you feeling about now being openly bi? Have you got DMs from girls? Are you kind of shy about it? Are you excited about it? What's your plan? Because it's really hard.
I feel like it was hard, but I've spent the last year really coming into my own, I think, physically, sexually, you know, confidence-wise. Mm-hmm. So when this came out, I was like, the dating pool just expanded exponentially.
Well, I was
and like, they're in the DMs.
Babe.
I'm I'm not shy about it. She's actually confident.
I love that. So we've got some DMs. Have you got some DMs from some? Because that's what
we've
I love.
We've got some saucy DMs. Yes. And you know what? I like it because I kind of sometimes take a little bit of a shy stance and like I take a step back and I'm like, I don't want to be the one to initiate. Yeah. So when it happens, I'm like, great, it's on. You
know? Oh my God. We'll have to go out to a nice gay bar when you're in Sydney next.
Oh, look out.
I know.
It's on. Like I'm there in a couple of weeks. I'm going to hold you to it. Let's hit up all the gay bars and... I'm excited to tear up the town.
If I'm COVID-free, we'll do it. After this?
Yeah, we'll play a song. We'll come back and we'll chat about I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, Sunday to Thursday from 7:30 on 10.
Some kisses.
All right, Mario, back next.